This is Ronald Coleman inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour. Favorite story. I doubt if there's one person within the sound of my voice who hasn't seen a picture or engraving by Rockwell Kent. Mr. Kent is one of America's most distinguished artists, and we were honored when he chose his favorite story to be dramatized on this series. He told us that he's always been fond of the adventure of Jean Valjean and the Bishop from Victor Hugo's masterpiece, Les Misérables. This is one of the most famous and moving stories in all literature. Its force and power has touched the hearts of 100 million readers and playgoers, radio listeners, and motion picture audiences throughout the entire world. We are proud to bring it to you now in this special radio adaptation. Act One of Rockwell Kent's favorite story.
This is the galley. I am number 24601. Once Jean Valjean, a man who walked in the sunlight, but now a dog chained to a black hell.
Valjean.
Yes.
I cannot do it again. I cannot make my hands touch this accursed ore. When the drum begins again, I will not.
Then they will come with their whips and make the blood pour from your back.
Each day, the ore lock becomes a little looser. Someday it will tear from its iron mouth. We can lift it together, then escape.
Yes. It will be better to die in the black water than to die here.
How long is it necessary to pay for a sin? I killed a man who did not deserve to live. But certainly the score is settled. 12 years.
And I, 15. 15 years.
Jean, you have never told me why. Will you tell me why someday?
Yes, mon ami. I will tell you why. I stole a loaf of bread.
Wrench the oar for you. Together.
What are you doing?
We're doing this.
We cannot go further. I'm exhausted from the swim.
I too. But we must get far inland. Far from the shore.
Rest. Rest a moment.
For 4 hours, we have been free.
Free? Free?
What was that?
Quiet. A bird. Merely a bird. You see, we're not free. There's not freedom to be hunted. You turn your head each moment, to tremble at the least noise, to be afraid of everything. The smoke of a chimney, the bark of a dog, the gallop of a horse, the striking of a clock. Be afraid of the day because you see, and of the night because you do not. Of the road, of the path, of a bush, of a bird, of sleep. Oh, God, how I want to sleep.
Prisoners, you're at bay. You're covered on all sides by guns. Come peacefully alive, or you shall come as corpses.
Prisoner 24601, for an attempt to escape 4 additional years in the galley with double chain.
4 years. For 4 hours. John Valjean, the man who was once inside this body, was in his 25th year when he came to the galley. At 19 years, and how old does that make him? 44 or 40 generations. And the brass, the sweat stench of the galley, the throb of their drums becomes a pulse beat. And your mind reaches out for another melody. Reaches back 19 years.
Sleep, my baby.
We will die if we do not eat, Mama.
Sonnele mattina, sonnele mattina, dandando, dandando.
7 children and no bread. Sunday night, in the Place de l'Église, Everon, there's a bakery shop with fat loaves in its window. Robert Sabour, baker. A fist. Past glass. An arm reaches in. The baker rushes out. The thief runs. The baker runs fast. The thief tosses the bread into the gutter. A dog digs his teeth into it. The baker catches the thief. No bread. But the arm still bleeds.
You are free.
Huh?
Your 19 years are up. You are a free man.
Go away. Do not taunt me. Go away.
You see, your chains are off. Here is your passport. You are a free man.
Years, the brain of a man slows down. It takes a while to know this is true. But they said it. You heard them say it.
19 years are up. You are a free man.
They said it. They unlocked the chain.
You're a free man. Here is your passport.
And they stamped it. Then you looked down and saw their passport. Yellow. Convict. A free man. France leads somewhere. A place a man can work. A place a man can eat. A place a man can lay his head. A town. The lights seem friendly. You can see the fire burning at the grate in the inn. At the galleys, they gave you money, so you do not have to beg. Cobblestones outside the kitchen of the inn are warm. The smells of food cut through the night.
The best partridge for Monsieur Bolivar. A side of beef for Monsieur Aron.
Good. Good brown, juicy food. Cooking at the spit. Not slop out of a bucket. Man waits 19 years for such food. The night air is cold. You're hungry.
More gravy, boy. The food must be just right for my guest. Yes, monsieur. What will you have?
Something to eat and lodging.
Nothing more easy for money.
I have money.
Well, then I'm at your service. If monsieur will come to the desk, we'll make the necessary arrangements. Boy, do not spare the food. There's plenty. Now, if monsieur will show me his passport, I will take care of him.
My passport?
The rule of this village.
I...
Monsieur, your passport, please.
I will pay you very well. I'm very hungry.
Monsieur, it's necessary that I see your passport.
Yes. Here. May I eat soon?
I'm very hungry. Extremely hungry.
I cannot receive you.
If you're afraid, I shall not pay you. Here is the money in advance.
All the rooms are occupied.
Put me in the stable.
I cannot.
Why?
The horses take up all the room.
Well, a corner in a garret, a bit of straw. We'll talk about it after dinner.
I cannot serve you dinner.
But I'm dying with hunger. I've walked since sunrise. I've traveled 12 leagues. I'll pay. I want something to eat.
I have nothing.
But you just said there was plenty of food. There's enough there for an army.
It's all engaged.
I will have some food.
Go away. Go away, yellow passport.
Another side of beef for Monsieur Arrow. More gravy, boy. More food for my guests.
Tell me, is there another inn in this village?
There's a fine inn there, behind you, in the square.
Only one?
Yes, only one.
Thank you, monsieur.
Who is that?
Yes, what do you want? Why do you rap at my window?
I beg your pardon. For pay, can you give me a plate of soup and a quarter in the shed of your garden to sleep in?
Oh, Mathilde, take the children to the back of the house. This is the man. This is the one they spoke of at the inn, the yellow passport.
Monsieur,
I beg you. Get out.
For pity's sake, a glass of water.
Get out before I take my gun to you.
Is this the village prison?
Yes.
Monsieur Tranqui, will you open and let me stay here tonight?
This prison is not a tavern. Get yourself arrested. Then we will open.
Mademoiselle, this stone bench, does it belong to you?
No, monsieur. I just sell matches in the square.
They run me out if I sleep here.
On the stone bench?
For 19 years, I have had a wooden mattress. Tonight, I have a stone one.
Have you tried to get lodging?
Everywhere. Every door in town.
Have you tried that door? The little cottage?
No. Not that one.
Knock there.
Come in. Yes, my friend. Won't you come in out of the night?
Oh. I'll tell you right now. I'm a convict. Look, I have a yellow passport. I've been in the galleys for 19 years. I'm dirty. I'm a dog. But I need food. I need a corner of a barn to sleep in.
Dinner will be ready presently, and your bed will be made while you sup.
How do you know I'm not a murderer? How do you know I won't kill you while you sleep? You do not even know my name.
Oh, yes, I do. Your name is my brother.
Second part of the story of Jean Valjean and the Bishop from Victor Hugo's Les Misérables. The great American artist Rockwell Kent has chosen it as his favorite story. The prisoner, Valjean, weary and disillusioned, a yellow passport in his pocket, has found all the doors of the town closed to him, except one. Suddenly, in the darkness, there's a ray of light, a man who calls him my brother. Here's Act Two.
Sit down, monsieur. Sister, please put another plate at the table.
Very well.
What is this place? A woman in the square pointed to this house and said, knock there. I have knocked.
Is it an inn? I'll pay. I have money.
We do not want your money, my brother. You're welcome here. Monsieur, may I present my sister, Mademoiselle Baptistine?
Good evening. You cannot take this man in. You heard what he said.
Quiet, my sister. Come, monsieur. Sit by the fire. The night wind is raw. You must be cold.
I do not wish to deceive you. Here is my passport. Read it. Jean Valjean, a liberated convict. This man is very dangerous. There you have it. Everybody has thrust me out. If you can give me a corner of a dog kennel to sleep in, I shall be grateful.
Sister, put some sheets on the bed in the alcove.
A bed? With a mattress and sheets? 19 years since I slept in a bed. I'll pay you well, monsieur. Are you the innkeeper?
I am a priest who lives here.
Oh, how stupid of me. You are the curé. I did not notice your clothes.
Do not hesitate, monsieur. Sit down. You're hungry. There will be food on the table presently. Sister, this lamp gives very poor light. Please put on our silver candlesticks. We're having a guest for dinner.
But, brother,
do as I say. The silver candlesticks.
You take me into your house. You light your candles for me.
This is not my house. It is a house of God. You are hungry and tired. Be welcome. Ah, thank you, sister. That is better.
Silver candlesticks.
They are beautiful. They are my one luxury. They were my mother's.
You are a curé. I must tell you that once my eyes saw a real bishop. Monseigneur, they call him. They brought us all up from the black of the galleys. He said mass. He had a golden thing on his head that shone in the light. He spoke to us. He was not near enough. We did not understand him. But it was a bishop.
Here's your soup.
Eat, my brother.
Oh. You will forgive my eating so. In the galleys there are no manners. I am very hungry.
You have seen much suffering.
19 years. And now, a yellow passport.
Here is some mutton and cheese.
Sister, this man is our guest. Why have you not put on the silver plate?
Oh, really, this is going too far.
The silver plate, Baptistine.
Very well.
Will you tell me, my brother, why they put you in the galleys?
Yes, Monsieur le Curé. I will tell you. You see here, clenched in my fist, the bread you gave me so generously, which I gnaw at like a wild beast. Once I had no bread. My family had no bread. My sister's 7 children. And so I stole a loaf of bread.
Show you to your room.
Thank you, Monsieur le Curé.
Now, this is my room here. And beyond it, in the next chamber, is your bed, my friend.
Brother, where are the keys?
Keys? We use no keys in this house.
Well, I've polished the silver plates. I want to lock them in the chest.
Put them in their usual place, sister. There, in the cupboard above my bed. Here, my friend, is your bed.
Sheets are so white.
A good night's rest to you. Tomorrow morning, before you continue your journey, you shall have a cup of warm milk from our cows.
You lodge me in your house, as near to you as that. One door, one little door between us with no lock.
Locks are only for people who are afraid. When you have faith, you are never afraid.
But I may do some unspeakable violence. You read my passport. This man is dangerous, it says. This man is very dangerous.
God will take care of that. Sleep, my friend. God grant you peace.
Oh. It is difficult to sleep in a bed when you're used to a board. Pillow. White. The moonlight so white.
3 o'clock. In the silence of the moonlight, you hear sounds from miles away. Oh, 19 years they stole from you. Life, air. Your weapon now is your hatred for them. All of them. None of them are good. They are all to blame. They have all robbed you. Anything you take back is your just due. Silver plates. 6 silver plates. Little enough for 19 years. Did they hear? No. His room. Above his head, the cupboard. And the silver plates. Sleep well, Monsieur Le Curé. If you should wake, my fingers will have to quiet your breathing. So peacefully you sleep, like an infant. You're number 24601, and the silver plates will buy you back her name. One. Two. Three. Four, five, six silver plates. Goodbye, Monsieur de Curie.
Brother.
Good morning, Baptiste.
Have you seen the silver? It's not in the cupboard.
Oh?
That man, that horrible man, is gone, and he's taken our beautiful silver plates. Oh, look there in the garden. It's all trampled. He must have jumped over the wall.
Yes, and I'm sorry he did. My camellia bush is bent and broken. I was very fond of the camellias.
The camellia bush is unimportant. The silver is priceless. Call the gendarme.
No, Baptistine.
Then I shall.
No, Baptistine. Sit down.
Oh, this is scandalous. I will not allow it.
Now, first, Baptistine, did this silver belong to us?
Oh.
I have for a long time wrongfully kept this silver. We should have given it to the poor. Who was this man? A poor man.
But what shall you eat from now on?
Have we no tin plates?
Tin smell.
Well, then, iron plates.
Iron taste.
Wooden plates, then.
Oh, was there ever such an idea to take in a man like that and give him a bed right alongside you? Oh, thank heaven he did not steal your mother's beautiful candlestick.
Come, eat your breakfast, sister.
The blessing he only stole makes the children over me when I think of what he might have done.
Come in. Valjean!
It is the man who...
Oh, quiet, sister. Yes, Monsieur le Gendarme. What seems to be the trouble?
We found this man running rapidly through the forest. We searched him and found these silver plates. We knew that no one in the village had such silver but you, Monseigneur.
Monseigneur? Then he is not the curé.
Silence. This is Monseigneur the Bishop.
The Bishop?
Monsieur le Gendarme, there has been a mistake. This man is my friend, Jean Valjean. He dined with me last night, and I gave him these silver plates as a gift.
Gay?
But, Monseigneur, he was running.
A man is permitted to run. Do you not ever run, Monsieur le Gendarme? You may go now. As you see, it was all a mistake.
You're sure everything is all right?
Your bishop tells you so.
Very well, Monseigneur. Good day to you.
Brother, how dare you?
Baptistine, leave us, please.
Oh, yes, brother.
Oh, Monseigneur.
Go in peace, my friend. But when you come again, don't come through the garden. Come down the front path. The door is always unlocked, day or night.
Monseigneur, the bishop, will you forgive me? And give me your blessing.
Yes, Jean Valjean, my brother. And remember, you belong not to evil, but to good. Your soul, your spirit belong to God. Kneel, son.
Yes, Father.
Absolvo te et peccatis. In nomine Patris Filii. Et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Now go, my son. Go in peace.
Yes. Here's your silver.
My silver? But did you not hear what I told the gendarme? This is your silver.
Mine? I would use it well. I promise you. Promise this, Monsignor. And now, goodbye.
Jean Valjean.
Yes, Monsignor.
You have forgotten something. Here. Here, my son. You have forgotten to take your silver candlestick.
Listening to the story of Jean Valjean and the Bishop from Victor Hugo's famous novel, Les Misérables. Our thanks to the cast, particularly to Edmund MacDonald, who played Valjean, and Norman Field, who was heard as the Bishop. And our thanks to Mr. Rockwell Kent, who chose this week's favorite story. Next week, one of the most fantastic tales ever written. It's an adventure in a world I'll wager you've never dreamed of. The infinitely small world within a single drop of water. The story was chosen for you by the eminent composer, Mr. George Antheil. It's The Diamond Lens by FitzJames O'Brien. Next week's prize-winning play on favorite story. We hope you'll be listening.